This is the latest podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio, a T4TS production with Tom Jinks.
Hi, I'm Tom and this is T4TS Radio. Today I'm going to be speaking to John Evans, who's training to be an electrician with us here at Train for Trade Skills. John's going to be joining us from our training centre in Southampton, and we'll be finding out how he's getting on with his course. Hi, John.
Hello, Tom.
Cheers for coming on the show.
No problem.
Let's start by finding out a bit about you then. Why did you choose to study with Train for Trade Skills?
Previously, I was in a finance background and I'd been made redundant twice and the market dropped out when I was doing mortgages. Looked to move into something that I enjoyed, and I've always enjoyed working alongside my stepfather, who was a carpenter, and I decided I wanted to do a trade. Decided on electrics, and from all the different courses out there, this was the one that I chose.
How are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
For myself, it's not too much of a problem because there's certain nights where my girlfriend goes out and goes to netball and things like that. So I have quite a few hours on particular nights that I can fit it in around my schedule. And I find the fact that I can do as much or as little when I want, that's very useful to myself.
What do you think about the virtual reality software then? How have you found that? Have you found it useful?
Yeah, it was very... interesting. To start with, obviously, had it and I skipped through a couple of them and tried to understand what was going on and got the sort of the correct answers, as it were. And obviously, once you've read a little bit more and it tells you to go back and revisit it, it starts making a lot more sense to actually be able to do that. Obviously, where you're at home, you can't sort of just go into that kind of environment on the computer. It was very good.
You're on your practical training at the moment. How is that going?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. I'm into my second week now. The first week was brilliant. There was a lot of things that sometimes you read in the book and you can read it three or four times and you kind of have a general idea of what's going on. And then actually coming to the course, having most of the knowledge, and then they just put it into practical terms. So this is how you do it, this is why, and this is the end result. And all of a sudden the penny drops and it's all making perfect sense.
Have you been getting any practical work or getting any additional experience outside of your course?
Other than working on my own house, not particularly, just because obviously I've been working and doing this in my spare time. Most of the things on there, obviously you look at light switches and things like that, so of course you go to the light switch, take it off, have a look, and you're sort of just linking the two, but I haven't actually been working for an employer.
So when you've finished your course and got your qualifications, what are your plans then?
I've recently got a new job, which is fitting solar panels, and told them about my plan and the course that I'm on. And they've said that basically as soon as I get to the relevant level in my electrician's course, that as soon as a position comes available, I can move across to that, which is absolutely superb. It's exactly what I've been looking for.
If you had to sum up the whole course, your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
Overall, it's been brilliant.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com. You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio.